Since Memorial Day weekend, the Wallow Fire has burned much of northeastern Arizona, and now it's moved across the border into New Mexico. Nearly 500,000 acres consumed, several dozen structures lost. Numbers, though, can't begin to tell the stories of the thousands threatened by what's now the biggest fire in state history and the men and women fighting to contain it. Reporter Peter O'Dowd joins us now from member station KJZZ in Phoenix, and nice to have you with us today.
Thanks for having me.
And I wonder, how far from Phoenix do you have to go before you start to see evidence of this fire?
Well, it kind of depends how the winds are blowing. We had some reporters up about, I would say, 40 miles from the actual blaze, maybe closer to 30. And when the winds were blowing out to the east, you know, you wouldn't really see that much of a problem. In New Mexico, though, that's a different story. The wind is really just hanging, the smoke is really hanging over New Mexico. And if you're on the eastern flank of that fire, you'll definitely smell it.
And that's it is in New Mexico now, though, as I understand, I heard a report you did earlier today, as I understand, that fire was deliberately set.
Yeah, so I think this is an important point to make. This fire has gone into New Mexico, but fire officials are very clear to say that these were efforts that they did on purpose in order to stop the main wall of the fire from crossing the state line and threatening a town called Luna. It's about 5 miles from the state line. And they say those burnout efforts in New Mexico have largely been successful. In fact, they've stopped those burnout efforts in New Mexico. They're in mop-up stages. They say the town of Luna is really at this point out of the woods, so to speak.
Out of the woods. Well, it's good to hear. Though there are other towns in Arizona, I understand, that are still threatened.
Right. You have the town of Alpine, and you also have the town of Greer. These towns have been under evacuation orders for quite some time now, and fire officials really don't think they're going to allow folks back in probably for at least another 5 days, although they don't really like to give specific time frames because they don't want to disappoint people. The fact is that the fires have more or less moved away from those towns, but there's a lot of cleanup efforts to do. There's a lot of dead trees in town. They don't want people to, you know, come into town and have a tree fall on their property or even on a person. So, and they also need to make sure that the electrical situations in these towns, you know, won't start their own fires when they fire it back up.
How many people are involved in trying to contain it?
4,700 firefighters are in the region.
And have you talked with them? What are they telling you?
Well, I think they're optimistic. This fire had burned for a long time, many, many days, without any containment whatsoever. And then when the winds started to die down late last week, they finally got a small little toehold onto it. And that progress has really continued as the weather's been cooperating the last couple of days. It's now to about 18% contained. I mentioned that part around New Mexico. They're really happy about that. There is a segment on the southern part of the fire that is continuing to burn hot. And they're hoping that those wind gusts just can stay under control. The problem is the winds are about 20 miles per hour right now. That's they can manage with that. When it gets to be 40 miles per hour in canyons and rugged terrain, that's when the embers will start to fly and really start to cause problems. So everything is completely dependent on the weather. The humidity is extremely low right now, so they're also facing really, really dry conditions.
And these are the product of a long drought, too.
Long drought, decades-long drought. I mean, if you take a look at some of these years in Arizona, we've seen some of the driest years on record. A fire official told me the other day that fuel that's in the forest, that's fuel that's actually kind of allowing this fire to burn so hot, is drier than a piece of lumber that you might find at a hardware store.
There was a time when we were concerned about some high power lines that could have cut off electricity to, well, a fair amount of the country.
Yeah, we ask about that a lot. The big concern there is that not only would the flames cause problems for these power lines, but as the flames get closer, this big, thick, acrid smoke will deposit carbon on the lines and cause it to conduct electricity and then short out the lines. And so that's the main problem. The fire crews there have done, they say, a really good job of clearing out the growth and the vegetation around these power lines. So while there is some activity nearby, they think it's still pretty safe. Again, things change really quickly with these types of fires.
And any idea as to when it might be contained?
Well, no one will say for sure. Like I said before, they're pretty happy with the way the weather has been helping out these days. But if you say, well, we think this is going to be contained by the end of the week, and then it's not, then all sorts of problems. You know, people just get really upset. There's a lot of heartache going on in the area, and you don't just want to get hopes up. So there is a fire in southern Arizona that's been burning for more than a month. It's not as big as the Wall of Fire, but it's still one of the biggest on record in Arizona history. It's been burning for a long, long time. And so the thought is that this fire will continue burning. Whether it's just burning within the perimeter of the containment is another story.
Peter O'Dowd, thanks very much for your time today.
Thanks for having me.
Peter O'Dowd, news director at KJZZ in Phoenix. You're listening to Talk of the Nation from NPR News.